Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tuanza tuanzige.
Thank you so much.
HT wanted to be disaster-free.
We give glory and honor to the Father
n'ekigambo kye wamu n'omwoyo omutukuvu
and His word together with the Holy Spirit.
Okulikayo mukumutendeza n'okumusinza.
We'll come back from the praise and worship of Him.
Kasubire fena tusasudde ebbanja ly'okusande.
Let me hope we've all paid the debt of Sunday.
Sunday tetwamalayo bulungi.
Sunday we did finish up well.
Naye olwaleero nsuubira.
But I expect this day.
Tusasudde olwaleero Sunday.
Paid today. Today is the date.
There
is no date.
Musumba Benjamin, oluza Katonda akyatubanja ebya Sunday.
Think God demands us on Sunday.
Tugaseewo nga leero.
We've joined up like today.
Yes, we was going.
Praise Jesus much.
Now we don't chirabye nga tugaseewo.
YouTube still have joined up.
Era omwoyo omutukuvu atubedde.
And the Holy Spirit has helped us.
Kaka nga araba nga ne tugattawo n'ekyamisinga ku Sunday.
Until we joined up what missed on Sunday.
Olw'ebyuma ebyali bitateredde.
For things which are not machines are not settled.
Naye Mukama. Yabikozemo omulimu era akyakola
omulala. But God did the work and them is still doing a good work.
Aye, we balikola part yo.
You do thank you for doing your part.
Wetwakutegeeza obwetaavu obwaliwo.
When we told you of the need which was there.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Mukama.
We thank the Lord.
Oyo atwongera olunaku nga leero.
He will add us a day like today.
Lubeerawo okutuuka lwalidda.
It will be there till he will come back.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ng'agenda mu maaso n'otuyigiriza okugasa.
Moves on to teach us to profit.
Bw'atumulisiza omusana ogw'ekigambo kye.
When he's lighting that light of his word.
Ng'atulaga ekkubo lye tuba tukwatamu.
And he shows us the way we have to take.
Tusobole okubeera obulungi mu nsi eno.
That can be well off in this world.
Ate ne mu ggulu tutuuke.
And even in heavens we reach.
Atujiziddwa emirembe gya Katonda.
And I feel the peace of God.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So twebaza Mukama.
Now we thank the Lord.
N'olwayo tugenda kuba nga tweyongerayo.
Even today we are going to move on.
Okwongera okufuna omusana gw'ekigambo kye.
To move on, get light of His word.
We are to eat or kusembira mu watukuvu.
When He called us to draw the holy place.
Okumuweereza n'okuweereza naye.
To serve Him and to serve with Him.
Ebyo twayitwolekera okutuukayo n'agamba.
As we headed on to reach there, He said.
Naye musooke mumalibwemu omwoyo omubi.
But you first be finished out of the evil spirit.
Nga mumansibwako amazzi mu kigambo.
As you sprinkled upon water in the word.
N'embiri gyammwe nga gitukuzibwa.
And your bodies they are cleansed.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Katujeeyongerayo.
Now we are still moving on.
Atulaba engeri gyetulina okuweerezamu Katonda.
And we see the way we have to serve God.
Ate n'okuweereza naye.
And to serve with Him.
Nga tumaliddwa omwoyo mbi munda yaffe.
As we have finished out the evil spirit from our inside.
Engeri gyaffe gitukuzibwa.
And our bodies are cleansed.
N'amazzi mu kigambo.
With water in the word.
Tuzze tusomera ddala ebintu bingi.
We've come studying many things.
Ebikwatagana n'omwoyo mubi guno.
Which concern this evil spirit.
Bwe yali atutegeeza.
When He was telling us.
Bibulaniya.
In the Hebrews.
Sura y'ekkumi.
Chapter 10.
Olwabiri mu ebbiri.
The verse 22.
Bagamba kankano tusobola okuyingira eri mu watukuvu.
So now we can draw to the holy place.
Kuweereza Katonda.
To serve God.
N'okuweereza naye.
And to serve with Him.
Nga tumaliddwamu omwoyo omubi.
As we finished out the evil spirit.
N'embiri gyaffe nga gitukuzibwa.
And our bodies are cleansed.
N'amazzi mu kigambo.
With water in the word.
Era gye tuli eri.
And where we are in deep
there. Gye twatuuse.
Where we reached.
Gye tulaba obusobozi.
When we see the ability.
Omwoyo omutukuvu ng'alaga obusobozi bw'omusaayi gwa Yesu.
Holy Spirit shows the ability of blood of Jesus.
Ogwogera ebirungi.
Which speaks better words.
N'amazzi mu kigambo.
And the water in the words.
Mukuwakana.
In contending.
Ate n'okunaaliza ddala ekibi.
And to totally wash out sin.
Kukimalamu mu ffe.
To finish it from us.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So twagala okulabika nga n'olwaleero.
Now we want to appear even today.
Tweyongerayo.
We move on.
Kulaba obusobozi bw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
To see the ability of the Holy Spirit.
Obusobozi bw'omusaayi gwa Yesu.
The ability of the blood of Jesus.
Mukuwakana n'ekibi.
In contending with sin.
N'amazzi agali mu kigambo.
With the water in the word.
Nga gatunaaza okumalibwamu ddala omwoyo omubi mu
nsi. To finish out the evil spirit from our inside.
Naye nga byonna bikolebwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
Yet they are all done by the Holy Spirit.
Nga bwe twawulirako mu bbaluwa ya Yokaana.
As we heard the 1 John.
Esula ey'okutaano.
Chapter 5.
Onyulu omunaana.
The verses 8.
Ti omwoyo
that the blood, the water, and the spirit, they agree in one. And the Holy Spirit is the one who shows ability, which is the blood of Jesus, to speak better words, to contend with sin. The same Holy Spirit, the one who flows as water in the word,
won't
wash out the spirit from our inside. That is why we call it that heading, that the Holy Spirit, and he shows ability of blood of Jesus, which speaks better words, and the water in the words, in contending, and totally wash out the evil spirit. Praise Jesus much. And we understood the way this blood can speak through the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. If you look most, in the Hebrews 12, the verse 24, we heard the blood speaking. The blood of Jesus speaks better words. And it brings to contend with the law of sin, that which had filled our insides, to do the work of sin, the work of Satan. The law of sin which speaks out loud as we've come hearing, and reach to capture your spirit and your body, and they make, they use it to things you are meant to not meant to do. That's why the blood of Jesus came with a louder voice, which passes the Holy Spirit, the great intercession, that they move on, finish out of the evil spirits in our inside. When we
heard
in Hebrews 12, the verse 24, we are told like this. Hebrews 12, verse
24.
Praise Jesus much.
Unto
Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and unto the blood of Jesus, which speaks better words than the blood of Abel. Now the blood of Jesus, through the Holy Spirit,
has
been able to speak, and it brings groanings which cannot be spoken unto God the Father, to intercede for us, that he forgives us all the unrighteousness.
But
when you understood in the first John, the chapter 5, and the verses 8, we were told that these three witnesses, the blood, the water, and the spirit, they agree in one. That is the spirit who proclaims, or who witnesses, or who bears records. Let's read in the book of John.
1
John chapter 5 verses 8.
Kubanga waliwo abajulira basatu mu nsi, omwoyo, n'amazzi, n'omusaayi. Era abo bakanya momu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kwegamba waliwo abajulira basatu mu nsi.
Now there are three witnesses on the world.
Omwoyo,
the spirit,
omusaayi,
the blood,
n'amazzi,
and the water.
Yet
they agree in one.
But
when we went back to the verse 6, they told us they agree in one. Who is that one? And they showed us it's the Holy Spirit, the one who handles what concerns blood of Jesus, that speaks better words than the water in the words, which came from his rib side, totally wash out sins from our inside. Let's read the first John chapter 5 and the verse 6. 1 John 5 and the verse 6.
Oye yajja n'amazzi n'omusaayi Yesu Kristo. Si n'amazzi gali gokka, naye n'amazzi gali n'omusaayi guli. Era omwoyo yajulira.
Kubanga omwoyo gwe mazima.
Because the spirit is the truth.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So omusaayi
now the blood and the water, which came from the rib side of the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the one who bears record of all of them. The one who manifests the presence of the blood of Jesus. Even water in the word which came from his rib side. That's why in the 1 John chapter 5, the verses 8, told us there are three witnesses on the earth. The Spirit, the blood, and the water. But they agree in one. That one whom they agree in. 1 John 5:6. The one is explained saying that him Jesus is the one who came with water and the blood. Not only with water, neither with only blood, but with the other water and the other blood. And the Spirit bears witness. But the Spirit is the truth. Those which came from the rib of the Lord Jesus.
Out
of him come blood and water which cleanse us like today. Give up to believe to working repentance. As we totally repent. And in the John chapter 19, verse 34, this is the other water. And the other blood he came with. And the Spirit bears witness of this.
He's
like the third witness, yet he speaks on behalf of the two. Let's read there we hear. John chapter
19,
verse
34.
Praise Jesus much. When the soldier pierced the Lord Jesus in the
rib
while on the cross, out of him came a river of blood and the river of water. That explained in the 1 John chapter 5, the verse 6, that even the other water and the other blood, spoken most John's
19:34.
That the Spirit bears witness of all.
Now
when they say the blood of Jesus, in Hebrews 12:24, it speaks better words. The Holy Spirit is the one speaking on its behalf. Now when he speaks,
it
brings groanings which can't be uttered within us. As he speaks, Abba Father. He forgives the mass of our unrighteousness, even all our transgressions. And when we heard in John, in the Romans, chapter 8, verse 14, and the verse 15, we heard these words by the Spirit of God. Let's read we hear. Romans 8, in the verse 14.
Abalunga mizu moyo kwa Katonda, abebana ba Katonda, ulikumi netano. Kumanga temuawe wanate moyo kwa abudu okutia, ne muawe wa omoyo uokufuka abana, atukabi anti abba, chitafe.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus, man.
Kumanga bonna abakulemno moyo wa Katonda.
All now dead by the Spirit of God.
Bebana ba Katonda.
They are the children of God.
Kwaaba ulirako mu...
We heard them in the 1 John chapter 5 and the verse 5 and 6. Those who overcome the world, they are led by the Spirit of God. If you read Romans chapter 8:14-15, led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. It is said the Spirit himself, together with our spirits, runs Abba Father, Father in heaven. But Bible says, doesn't end in the low groaning. The point is reaches on groanings which can't be uttered.
You'll
be like blood of Jesus speak better words than that of Abel. And just speak better words more than the law of sin.
It commanded
us do evils as it contended against
it.
His voice we hear it is out loud. If a person fails to contend with the sin, to reach in shedding blood. But on this time, Romans 8:14-15,
since
spirit begins level in us, and groans up a father,
for
it begins when it is a low voice. Move on, give up yourself the blood which speaks better words. The voice of the Holy Spirit.
It
gains level in you contending with sin.
It
reach you more than a conqueror. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
It,
sin can no more speak louder than to you.
The
Holy Spirit with your spirit will join together. Begin
Abba.
Slowly, Abba.
Dada.
Father, I'm not a sinner. I'm not a robber. Lord, I'm your son.
I got
the light.
There
is nothing like darkness.
You
say unrighteousness.
You
two are not sin. I'm your son, Father. I came from your father.
Ask
Timothy 6:7. I brought nothing of this world. Go back with nothing. Lord, my Father in heaven, son, I do what on earth.
I'm
going
to
align myself.
The
Bible tells me
he gains
level. Hear him the voice raising louder. Now Romans 8:26-27. Raises to speak a level which can't be uttered. Other law of sin can no more speak that go and steal. That you commit fornication. Or do things not worthy of unrighteousness. For when sin wants to speak,
feeling
you owe it best outside, wanted to come back to enter. This voice gets slowly, no.
No.
Neda. No.
It
raised level.
You
hear it speaking. If you are content with it, it says now, the one adjoined with to fight sin, hear them to listen as saying, God, is it not you created a body on me? Leave me. And if you fail the Holy Spirit,
you
do a work that have moved on, speak out loud, that which move into intercepting
unto the
Father in heaven to forgive and have mercy. And if you read Romans, it says like this. Romans 8:26.
Omoya tubeera omunafu bwaffe, kubanga tetumanyi kusaba nga bwe kitugwanira. Naye omwoyo yennyini atubolereza n'okusinda okutayogeregeka. 2:7. Naye akebera emitima amanyi okulowooza kw'omwoyo bwe kuli, kubanga awolereza abatukuvu nga Katonda bw'ayagala.
You hear what he does?
Tetumanyi kusaba nga
bwe kitugwanira. We don't know how to pray the way we ought to. On sin, you know how and where you'll begin it from.
Though
all the others we need, they are there.
The
Holy Spirit is ready to help us. He what he loves most.
To
convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Those are the main works he looks at. After giving him the main work of creating heaven and earth, the next work he did to complete the world of sin, the miracles, they are just additions. Now remember, Romans 8:14-15,
it
begins grown in you, Abba Father. When he enters Romans 8:26-27, it raises level.
You
connect with him and you agree. You ask the spirit in you. He comes joined with your spirit.
Then
he takes groanings and scriptures power out.
Book
him in the John 6:63. He said to us their spirit and life.
And
he brings the scriptures. Don't remember them, at least he brings their statements.
Yes.
He brings out their voice.
kugamba kisobokera
ddala it is possible omusayi gweso tutukuza the blood of Jesus to cleanse us
nokuwakana n'ekibi
as it contains with sin
enga obusobozi bwago bonna buli mwoyo mutukuvu
all its abilities in the Holy Spirit
era singa twasoka okutegeera ekigambo ekyo
if we first understood that word
kubanga bagambye
for they have said
tyatuuka n'akebera emitima
if it is to check the to search the hearts
n'akebera emitima n'alaba ebyasigalire eyo munda
that is what remained in there
n'atusabira nga Katonda bw'ayagala
for us as the Father wills
Yes,
praise Jesus. What it does to search your hearts must have believed Romans 8 in the verse 15. The Spirit himself together with our spirit
it
groaneth Abba Father. Now this Holy Spirit appears as blood of Jesus in you.
It
connects on your spirit. It enlightens in sins and it reminds you of them. Mind you, in the midst, see how you tell him. Those past, those are olden things.
Kumbe ya kugamba ekintu nno gye kirimu ndee.
It tells you the thing is inside you.
Kubanga bobo tunulide ngere sule ya 20 ya 20.
If you look to Proverbs chapter 20.
Onyura bilimu omusa.
Verses 27.
Yagamba ndio omutima moyo gwomu.
He said the human spirit.
Katonda ukushange tabaza.
God uses it as a lamb.
Ekebeje bitundu byo nebyo mulubuto.
Such as all the inner body parts.
Katye ngo moyo abategeere obusomyo bwa mugumba bichi.
Ability understands your marrows the bones.
Atina shindo kushindo.
He groans that groaning.
Era nakuletera okulumizibwa.
And he brings with the conviction.
He
monitors the content with him.
Read
as we hear in Proverbs.
Yes,
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 27.
Omoyo gw'omuntu yitabaza ya Mukama. Ekebere bitundu byonna ebyomunda ebyomutima.
Yes, yebazibonyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So omoyo mutukuvu.
Now the Holy Spirit.
Gabe tulide mbaru misuri yo 8:14
and 15.
Yegata no moyo gwafe.
He joins with our spirits.
Nabirango omusaigwa Yesu.
It appears as blood of Jesus.
Nashina mufenti abata.
Groans in us Abba Father.
Naleto bwega irizo bono okulumirizo.
Brings that intercession and that conviction.
Gabe tuzeto mawulirako.
As we come hearing about him.
Era barumi ngere sure ya 20.
In the Proverbs chapter 20. Verse 27.
Agambi.
He has said.
Yagena maso okubantu omoyo gw'omuntu.
It moves on that day. Human spirit.
Bweke nyeni.
Yourself.
Yagala akoshange tabaza.
Use you as the lamb.
Kebeje ebisenge byomutima namu.
All chambers of the heart and the inner body parts.
All
marrows and the bones see the sin which is still there. Remind you some things that perhaps you had given up on them. And the sin said you forgave it. Now he lightens in it. Can make Romans chapter 8. Verse 26-27. That he searches the heart. The Holy Ones as the will of God is.
Era naleto kusina kutandikiriza mpora.
Brings groanings starting slowly.
Na kulinya levu pakanga tekuchayogerekeka.
Raise level till it can almost be uttered.
Wekugamba ngatichali ayinza muwa kanya.
No one can contend against him.
Eri asobola kulipitinga byayogera.
No one can repeat what he speaks.
Kiringanga buna singano omuntu nga muwakana naye.
Like you find someone you're striving with them.
Nga atandika mpora na amagezi manje nokutegira.
Slowly with much wisdom and understanding.
Eranga mulimo okutesha kunji ngabo omumanyi.
Having much counsel as you know him.
Eranga mulimo amanyi manje ngabo omumanyi omoyo omutu.
Much power as you know the Holy
Spirit.
Knowledge is much as light
in everything.
It has fear of God hate evil planted in your heart. You hate evil.
You
want to help others get out of it.
You
are those commit sins you want to help them. Rise level say Father. Praise and worship you. They are meant to worship you.
Not
the power not by the mind but by your spirit me myself
yes you ever see
praise Jesus
so again that in your level
now he moves on raise levels
kuogera kumsaigwa Yesu
speaking the blood of Jesus
kuogera ebirungi
speaking better words
kusingugwa Abel
than the blood of Abel
nokusingira dale teka lyechibi
mostly more than the love sin
okuwakana nalyo
to contend with it
libadde lyogera munda mu
folk inside us
kwiga musaigwa Yesu kubadde Now
the blood of Jesus all along did it pass through the Holy Spirit.
Now,
we initially we never knew those. At that time we were bathing ourselves with it. At times we blood of Jesus, cover myself with it. Cover myself, blood of Jesus.
But
the way we do it, not involving knowledge, neither understanding. Did not know how they can work. Trying, but they were not working.
Sin
just increased, let me tell you. I'll move and show you different levels. The Holy Spirit, how he speaks the blood of Jesus to contend with sin in us. Yet I want us to go here
and
see the way it comes as water in the word. Now to say
it
comes as milk in the word. The Holy Spirit himself comes as milk in the word.
It
enters in water in the word.
It
enters in light of the word.
And
it enters in fire of the word. If he sees their fields, enters into the hammer of the word. And he crushes evil, which has a combat like of a tortoise.
Come
out every month, bites your heart till you've committed that sin.
After it goes
back to hide itself. Now
the past
3 weeks, you've not repeated, I've done with that. You made it even a year that you gave
ha!
Up on it. The second year brings out the head from the calf of the tortoise and bites the heart till you fornicate and commit adultery still. And it beats you down. And if you are overcome by someone, you are a servant to that person. Yet it's like this. The level we've been told of us,
in
the Holy Spirit's show ability of blood of Jesus, the way it speaks better words,
to
contend with sin till to victory. Level
we've
reached show we began slowly raising levels. But I've not gone much in many examples.
But
these always reach you in your life. Some of you hear burns in your hearts. Others feel much pain.
And
heart's paining. Spinning me perhaps.
Oh.
That's just too much.
So we said everything.
Now many times, because when sin too is going to make you to use you, it puts greed on your heart. And you begin to yearn and things like that.
It
reached that point and it burns it out. The sin covered in the cup of the tortoise. Now we want to look to Holy Spirit appear as water, as milk in the word. Appear as water in the word. Appear as light in the word. Appear as fire in the word of God. Appear as hammer.
It
goes back, appear as water.
See,
appears the milk of the word. There are some sins, and they are not bold. They are weak. They are amateurs. They are weak, weaklings. Now, when they see milk of the word,
they
drink together with him. Yet. It's going to grow as a spirit of wisdom and understanding. The sin
is
going to be affected by that milk. That in the word. These small sins like speaking vulgar. like jeering, abusing. Those drink the milk and they die instantly. And to the spirit milk of the word
grows it,
yet to sin. These smaller sins, milk of the word when they drink with you. They die instantly. That's why scripture says, go explain levels as we enter water in the world.
Enter light,
breathe levels based on the sins and their greatness unto the giant sins.
The Goliath
beat down all Israel who had beaten all nations in the way where he passed.
But
when reached the land, Goliath stood before them and it familiarized them. Until King David, who had the sling of God, held the stone who is the word,
and he
struck Goliath in the forehead. Now, why the Holy Spirit? He shown this milk. The water
but
first brought in the form of milk. For before the cow makes milk, it first makes water in its breast, in the breast, inside there. Now ingredients come join up through the different
ingredients.
They mix up in there, and you begin to milk the cow, and you think it began when it's milk.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Begin most from milk of the words. According to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, he says like this. First Peter chapter 2 from verses 1.
Kale mutekenga wala obubi bonna n'obukuusa bonna n'obunanfuusi n'obujja n'okwogera obubi kwonna olunya olwokubiri ng'abaana abawere abaakajja bazaalibwe mwegombenga amata ag'omwoyo ag'ekigambo kya Katonda agataliimu bukuusa galyoke gabakuze okutuuka ku bulokovu.
There is milk of the word. Now you see, the Holy Spirit
appears
as water in the milk of the word. Told us in the John
6:63
that these words themselves are spirits.
It
turneth as milk of the spirit, milk of the word. Now see, these smaller, younger sins we've listed above.
At, so let's
drink with you. We
too
are going to grow. Let's read the John first. John 6:63. John chapter
6:63.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The Holy Spirit begins like this. Entering in milk which is in the word. Which is in the word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. John 6:63 says, the fresh profits nothing. The spirit is what brings life. The words I say to you, they are spirits, they are life.
No,
that is 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 2.
Then
them desire milk of the word. Himself is the one who turns as milk.
We are
going to see some of the initial scriptures in the gospel.
These
begin to kill some of the younger sins. Those which know they've grown. At times you can feel, I was going to speak vulgar, and you check yourself. It's not yet captured you much. It's not yet grown well in you.
those
who grew the sin of abusing is grown in them, big. Before they abuse, they feel itchings on their mouth. In the throat, they feel itchings there. In the ears, they itchings to hear things not worthy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Repeat us in the Peter we hear. Peter chapter 1 verses 2.
Olunyiriri olw'okubiri. Ng'abaana abawere abaakajja bazaalibwe, mwegombenga amata ag'ekigambo agataliimu bukuusa galeme gabakuze okutuuka ku bulokovu.
Now when we enter the salvation,
they're
going to save us from sin.
We
first have the spiritual milk, that of the word of God.
And
the Holy Spirit himself, the initial gospels when you're preaching to someone, preach them to someone, the Holy Spirit makes them as milk, which holds medicine. That medicine makes you grow as the spirits.
Yet,
they die instant, these initial sins. Those sins I've spoken them in the first verse. In the first Peter chapter 2. Verses 1, they have spoken of some of those sins. First Peter chapter 2, verses 1.
Kale mutekenga wala obi bonna.
You hear, there are no smallest all form of sins. You get them from yourself. They say what?
Now
this hypocrisy.
This
you all hypocrisy with your ways.
Yet
you say those are your ways.
Since
not yet grown and people,
they
don't accuse them most in the world.
Yes, that's
what we know, that they're hypocrites like that.
Even
the police does not imprison you because they see as if it's become part of your life. That you are like that. As long as you don't harm people most. If you've spoken vulgar, they see like some they are small. Their sins not yet gone grown bigger. Yet if you go exceedingly in them, you can speak vulgar those you're not meant to.
And
till they've imprisoned you, they say this one has gone too much.
Since
if we've come in salvation,
make the word of milk
grow us in the spirit, grow in wisdom and understanding.
Automatically,
though, they don't tell you stop them.
You
have to stop them. Get medicine of milk in the words. Now the problem
in
taking that milk diligently. The sin goes thinking it's growing. You know, there are those insects. They are into the stomach. Worms. Now they made medicine for them. They are like their eats. These children we do deworming. Even mature people we do deworming. Now those worms, they are very foolish.
If
smell of the food they expect wanting to eat. Now when they swallow, they don't allow you eat of them, they are eating all of it.
That's
why they tell you eat when you're hungry. Swallow the medicine when you're hungry. Now the worms rush to eat it. They're eating, chewing it. As they see after, life is finishing from them. What have I eaten?
And the
one who quickly was abusive, you had some hypocrisy within you. And indeed, it's going, it's finishing. No one argues with you over it. Say 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 1.
No buja
That kind of envy. Milk of the word is enough.
This
milk of the word is pure. And it's not twisted.
Added
they that subtracted from them. You know, in reality, we have 7 types of quatem. Some of it they take out ingredients which quickly heal.
It's
quatem you swallow once. The dose is finished, you are healed.
It's
quatem you swallow like 50 tablets. This is like that. If children of God grew up in the church,
there
is pure milk of the word without hypocrisy. Pure milk of the word which has no hypocrisy, not twisted its meaning. They have not twisted the meaning. They have not subtracted added in it. Have been sins we don't even say, I still have it.
But
those smaller, younger sins. Yes. People ask, are there younger sins?
Yes.
They see that they've sin even which brings death. And that is high, exalted high up there.
Giant.
And it's a giant sin.
Blaspheme
the Holy Spirit, doesn't consider him. Doesn't it to abuse even people?
This is
vulgar on people. You end up speaking vulgar towards God. They are there in Revelation. They beat them many beatings in hell. And they refuse to repent. Abused God who was responsible for their torments. You are like
this.
You gods. They abuse vulgar word to God.
So, about Uganda.
Now, brethren, such things that repeat as you hear.
First
Peter chapter 2 verses 1.
There's
all form of evil speaking, the people with evil words. I prove ever since you came here, even the speech has moved on being aligned. For you had evil in that your mouth. And you speak that language of the con man in the world. That you speak the language of the world. Now today you see some people fight with that language. That God used me.
Wait.
Wow. You stop that language. We worked with God. Even speaking wrongly. Somebody is there. If someone is falling, they speak the part of their mother. Something is falling from their hands. And you got corrupted in your speech. But you're going to knock your toy? Or you're going to be falling? Or you speak
to
your father in hell and you have wild words, some that are not easy to be spoken even. Even what Satan put in people's mouths, and they're seeming like easy. Some of them, I'm going to speak of them. If I someone speak that word, you know what you're speaking about? What does it mean? It's an English word. Like you are a part of your mother. It's attached to mother's side. Now you it's the word you speak it free.
I've
not just swallowed milk, the sin is in there. It's a Swahili word, a vulgar Swahili word. Satan is it. But they have put it back for Uganda. My.
Now,
speaking as situation and all you speak by and move by.
It's
smaller sins have not yet been washed even.
And
we get strengthened saying,
if
the word moved on, aligning ourselves will happen.
Many born
again are corrupted. Old gospel singing is like of the world.
Old
words used, they are not corrected, they speak wrong. Now in the milk, in the words,
Holy Spirit
began to manifest water in the words, and it turns it to milk.
It's
medicine which grows you,
in
the wisdom and understanding of God, and in the counsel, in the power, in knowledge, in the fear of God.
Yet, problem,
some of those initial sins, eat those milk. You see, even strength to repeat it to normal habits. Yes, you wonder how did he die?
You'll
be diligent in milking the words. First Peter chapter
1 verse 2. Mata agomoyo agechigambo.
Salvation, not that milk. What takes away what's in the verse 1 we've read?
They're not small, but they're young.
And they're not yet grown.
Some of the ears have not entered much inside.
In the bones, the marrows yet are on the mouth. And they usually say that he has a loose mouth in speaking vulgar. Yet it's what moves it loose, and you feel you want to release a vulgar word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Yet, when he explains of that milk,
speaks
of it in the First Corinthians chapter 3, verse
1
and
2,
as it says like this. First Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1.
Nange aboluganda sayinza kwogera nammwe ng'ab'omwoyo naye ng'ab'omubiri ng'abaana abawere mu Kristo.
Now to say, I could not speak with you as spiritual. For both spiritual, the level they move onto is the other, the righteousness which is in the words.
It
now they get the word as rivers of waters flowing. They see in it light of the words.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now there are levels of salvation. Even some of us, even though you've spent 40 years, even you've never ceased to be on the baby level.
There are
even those stillborn children in salvation. You are still born. You need to be incubated. You are premature. Some of them, we incubate them with miracles. And we cover it that it begins to grow.
God,
they are not aligned. Let's ask for miracles. We cover them. At least they know salvation is there. When they pass through incubation, those are the miracles. Have you been incubated before in salvation? Come to salvation, but you don't really come. But you come for miracles.
We are in incubation.
Now, many pastors in generations, them too are in incubation, they are premature. According to the gospel they preach. And they got stillborn, premature.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Yet that level,
you have not even reached the word
in the milk
within
it. And still on the promises of the gospel. In the incubation process.
And
you come, you are still born in salvation. Now when you reach the baby level, maybe you came out, you were how many months? No, they too vary. Premature's vary. The one who came out at 4 months, or five. They usually 5, 6 months.
That one,
you have to make a number of miracles for them.
Incubate
them for some time. You grow them in a bottle of miracles. It's called incubator. Yes, incubate them. In the Uruganda, it's like a bottle. They raise the premature children within it. Due to be born again. You know, Nicodemus, he came when he was in the incubation process, a premature. They told him, you have to grow, get out of that bottle state.
I'm
going to make you born again.
And
he said, you can't do the things.
The
spirit is you, these miracles.
In
the incubation,
get
from there, you mature. Get the bottle of miracles. Must get born again. Let me see those who came while in incubation. Pretty much. Can anyone admit that? Wow. Others refused. Many of us.
Of course. Yes.
Milk of the word you're yearning. You know, a child in incubator, they don't breastfeed them. They just inject water into the bottle and they drink blood. They just give them suck. They cannot have ability to suck. Now they are some born again. They come even the way they sit there and they are just like that. Wondering. What are you preaching? Me, I didn't understand things. Wow.
Incubator,
premature. Don't I choose them? It's a state.
But
just come in the truth of the word. We can understand whether you're in incubation.
Still born,
you're not due to be birthed. You got out when you were premature. You came from the world and your time of salvation is not due, but you just came still born.
You
can incubate you with miracles. And you become a baby then.
Begin
give you milk of the word. But in the incubator,
these
children defecate there, you relate, they do a lot there.
Yeah,
many of you came in incubator, I know you. You defecate the miracles they have done for you, you waste, spoil them. And you come, we make more miracles for you by the Spirit. And we don't chase, they say, we lay hands more. If you see, I've chased you from me, you know. You are out of the bottle. You are a baby or I'm growing or I've matured or I've become to get an elder of the church. Those levels I see them in you, they help me much. Most when you come in counseling. You wonder everyone have handled them in their way. Their issues. You ask me, I handle you in the way of the other. That I take care of you in the way of the other. That's the handling. That language, Uganda language, is not proper. I hear when they read the news, the other raped, defiled the child. Uganda. Others say that they looked them into the side of Satan. I don't know whether they want to see the space in the principalities. But let's even leave that. The way they put them down, look up in the principalities. I don't know those types of areas. They bypass the side of Satan and look in heaven, perhaps. Those in the laws as the holy beds. But the problem.
Okay.
Now we're still explaining. When the Holy Spirit passes in the milk in the words, that He feeds us to grow.
Yet
there are sins which die instant by that milk. For at least you get to be brought.
When
the Spirit began to pass the blood to do intercession,
and
the Spirit comes inside. Father, according to how I see that one, let's begin from milk, the word, the pure milk.
It's
no hypocrisy, no subtracting, no adding in it. They are going to be aligned. What they have explained in the First Corinthians, the chapter 3. The verses 1. First Corinthians chapter 3 and the verse 1.
Nange, aboluganda, sayinza kogera namwe ngabo mwoyo. Naye ngabo mubiri, ngabana bawere mu Kristo. Ulinyolo kubiri. Nabanywesa mata, so si mmere. Kubanga mwali temunnagiyinza.
But the food we speak of, they say that people even have a fasting and a hunger of the word. There they are entering another level of growing. Some of you who came, then you would have gotten saved and you love God. Don't know whether it's the word you love and you're hanging there and you're a baby. You are a baby. You have to begin in the milk in the words. Initial words to explain in salvation. And the milk that is bread with butter. And the miracles, speak, God is going to do this.
Once
reach in heaven when you are righteous and holy.
Develop
in this life and in heaven. Those ones.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You repeat for us. First Corinthians chapter 3 and the verse 2.
Nabanywe samata, so si mmere, kubanga mwali temuna jiza. Na ye elani kakano, temuna jiza. Unyo kusatu. Kubanga, muchi aliba mubiri. Kubanga mumwe, ngaba muchi alimu obuja.
Obuja,
jealousy,
we mungu bubio butandikiru
wako. It's one of the smaller sins, initials.
Now
this milk help us that in the word. It's the word we have not subtracted from.
They have
not added in another thing.
But
they have not changed the meaning.
Yet
they are the initial words of salvation. You'll be saved. You came from heaven. Your Father is in heaven. As Philippians 3:20. And he says, 100 in heaven, 100 on earth.
Great
difficult things on earth, even in heaven.
Before
we reach to tell you, you know what is in hell? They beat there and they kick and trample you there.
There are
no threats in me. Now to say, when preach the gospel every day, it's good to mix that of the stillborn, those in the incubator, and you put in that of babies. For that's how you all know. Even if you're new, whether you're not yet born, here you sit in the service and you will be there. And you come out of your and approve it to understand. At least there is a package of yours in the message.
Take yours
and those following take theirs.
quarter
those following half a kilo and like that onwards. What comes you to begin to grow? Let's see some of those. 1 Corinthians 3:3.
Kubanga mukyali ba mubiri. Kubanga mumwe nga bwe mukyalimu obujja n'okuyomba. Temuli ba mubiri. Era temutambula ng'abantu obuntu.
Bambi
ozimuluka. When you reach, you come in salvation, but
oli baby era ng'olinga abantu bali abeeri mu nsi.
Baby, and you're like people within the world.
Obujja, kuyomba.
Envy, you are in strifes.
Kalenga.
At least in salvation, those would have finished when you got milk of the word. When it grows you, the wisdom, understanding in counsel, the power in the word, in knowledge,
and
the fear of God to hate evil. God needs that appearance.
It
can begin to be different from the one of the world.
When
you clothing, you get different. Say, so what am I clothing? Now the sins of clothing mini scars. And you wonder, how long is me clothing like this? At least, at different from the mere men of the world.
Born
again, child of God. You Christian. Indeed, a born again baby. Some common manners in people of the world. Some
sins
common in people.
That
government rarely imprisons people for.
You,
a real born again and a baby. Those you already left them. Mere men which they usually do.
And they do this one's
not a mere man of the world, but a child of God now. Though they are a baby, but
at least
time you look yourself
at
this, my father, am I a baby? I'm still born, premature.
Check yourself.
Perhaps I've begun to grow. I've begun to get from baby levels.
I'm
born to teenagers in the Lord. I'm growing.
Now
perhaps I've matured. Now I'm becoming you. Now I'm growing, maturing.
Now I'm
getting old and elder in knowledge.
You
reach to say you're an elder. You still do things of the babies? Things of the babies, you've heard of them. The sins of babies. Things of babies, what they do.
Say,
when I was young, I spoke as a young. Now don't show yourself you're in full knowledge. That you're filled with knowledge. What you do and what you appear. In the mirror of the word. In the mirror. By naturalness.
You
realize no. That is in the incubator. Stillborn child. Don't speak those to your brethren. Some of you have not learned to measure. You measure wrongly. Something you tell them. Look at this stillborn again child. Another say, look at this baby born again.
Christian.
There's even a youth you see. What you do is for youth. Youthful born again. Youthful ones.
Wanji. Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, Abuganda,
now, brethren,
levels
are there, but we've brought them that you can understand them in the midst of being cleansed,
has
finished the evil spirit from our inside. Even our bodies are cleansed
with
the water in the word, can serve God and serve together with Him in His holy place. Praise Jesus. Thank God for the light of the word. What I am asking, what is involved in the midst there? When you go preach the gospel to someone, this one of light of the word of God, and they understand. And as if they have left the sin for like a year.
Yet
you see, after a year, they have resumed the same sin. You forgive me, speak this. I have my sister went preach to her. Preach to her how she's made to clothe. She accepted. But after time had passed, she went back in her clothing she used to clothe before.
What
in the midst which hindered her clothes, as I explained her? That is my question.
1
Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 to 7, it tells you this on that issue.
1
Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5.
Kale Apollo chechi, ne Paulo chechi, baweleza buweleza, ababa kilizisa. Elabuli muntu, ngamu kama wafe kuyamua, rumu kaga. Zinasiga, Apollo nafikirida, ne Katonda yemukuza, rumu saavu. Kale, wechitio, asiga sichi intu, ne wankubada afikirida, wabula Katonda akuza.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
Wange.
You were able to sow the word, and it was there. It lacked spiritual water. Didn't increase in getting into the word.
Then
she lacked water to make her grow.
And
God cannot cause it grow and increase. For if you preach the gospel to someone, you keep adding them.
At least
through all ways that they can be able to get another gospel. For in one way or the other, even Jesus said, even have soil and it's not deep soil, it's shallow. It's like sand.
And
when problems or travels of the world come,
into
the persuasions of the world, that
planted,
it breaks out in withers. It gets out of the ground. It falls.
And
they no more hear it in themselves. And the others, we saw the word. And they have thorns in them which pierce the word. Those which were in the Apostle Paul. I have a thorn messed me up.
Seeds
of the word, some fall on the thorns.
That
time the phone begins to pierce that word, and it never grows. Others have a rocky heart
and
cannot dare even grow. Explain, if you preach to people, you understand them, they are in which category. If that sister first believed, look higher in two angles. What had more in water in the world? Then go to grow what's in her. You sowed upon sand. Her heart had not been made into a fertile soil. And it is sand.
Oh,
she had thorns of sin within herself. But the thorns pierced the word to finish it. That it never grows.
You
know, if you get a plant it within the stones, the rocky stones,
it tries
to grow, but it passes problems. If they are not refused, it can dry up. Immediately it's dried up. Now it is good. Times to first crush the stones till they become into soil. As we add on the word,
yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now with that word is like that, yet they have told us, people being given milk in the word, that they can grow in wisdom, which is in the word, understanding in the word, the counsel of God, as the word of God is, in the power within the word, in knowledge, fear of God to hate evil. Many times they have their sense and they can be seen, borrowing strife and things like that. Spoke of them down as they say. 1 Corinthians 3:3. All those, if they're still there, as you say to yourself now,
I'm born again, Christian baby.
That you give up. Say, I am still born again, Christian. Fight on yourself to become a baby. Let me tell you, even now, to get born again, count percentage of born again, you get those who become babies at least. My God. Sin consumed them up. Doesn't allow them to become baby because they are in the gospel of incubation of miracles. Now they are like still born.
Still
persuade them, believe the word of the milk.
Keep
fear of the words to grow. They grow in the word and they can speak it. Find the one praying.
A baby
who has no order with themselves. Even the baby level. Some babies speak well.
Born again, about
scriptures, they don't know the words.
Like
a baby of one day, they're just crying. They don't know to ask this and the other. They just cry. Even God sees them. And they're crying. They think they're praying, yet they're crying. Crying. And see, what does the child do? See how he plans for it. Yet they have a mature body. What are you giving me? And the body is matured. This one film. The man was, is like a young one. They have mature parts. Now we have a problem. But the spirit in wisdom and understanding is young. Now at times you reach to pray.
Just crying,
it doesn't know what it wants.
It's
a baby like a few days.
Few
months. See, give the milk of the words. Have I told you that is what I want? Now the body is what speaks back. What we do now?
Give
me a car. But that is for incubation, you child.
You
are just prepared there in place. Times what God prepares, don't want them as his children. For times we cry thinking we are praying to God.
But
you don't know scriptures, you've not learned how to pray. Even your manners.
Even
manners of baby in Christ, we see them.
You're
still a baby.
Sins are still,
even the smaller is the things. You still have them? Put yourself in the body. We are mature people. Grown ups. The body is what speaks. The body is what is grown up.
You
speak with me and here.
This
one is the baby, the spirit. But the body is living, exalted, it has gray hair. It's all work bending.
Not
the
contrary,
the body matured, spirit is young. Now we can say, you are a person who is helpless. We have to help you. You can't help yourself. For you have an imbalance with yourself. One mature on yourself, another is young. Praise the Lord. I'm named Apostle Innocent.
We
thank God for today's teaching, for the light of the word. It's coming in the teaching of today. I think today,
I appreciated scripture in Isaiah 1:18.
The scripture mu Isaiah emesu olunyuba 18.
Let us reason together.
Kama wagamba tuje tutesewa muna ye.
Zudenti.
I've discovered that the growing of someone in spirit, they come reason with God, comes break contentions in sin. As in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And they gradually comprehend the truth of God in his word.
And
the nature of Christ begin to be created in someone. And my question is here. Sometime back when we were studying, we studied of the appearance of the Spirit. It's like a lamp. Now I'm asking, if someone is growing, and the measure of Christ coming out, that lamp is the way it changes in appearance. Because the body may not change much,
to
image and likeness,
but transforming
the nature of the spirit, how does it change?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because when we started the human spirit in Lamentations
4,
and their body which appears when they died, their spirit holds blackish.
Yet
the more you grow in wisdom,
for
it too is another light in understanding. You get more lightened. The light of your spirit increases. You're shining. weyongerera ddala era okuwangula ebirowoozo by'omubiri kubeera kumpi awo kugamba oba tokyali kiri ekyobadde ogamba nti nkukola obulungi mpulira mu mwoyo njagalaomubiriikikola sisobola otuuka ng'osobola era ng'obulungi obuwuliramu gwe n'otuukiriza ate tekikulemesa ne bwe kiba kiyimiriddewo omusana gukyakamu mungi nnyo okumanyapaka ng'otuukiriza obulungi otuuka ng'obusungu osya obusungu nga ne bubaba busokoona batya nga babukyokooza
You are in control of it.
Until
you grow to the measure of Christ.
Measure
it is said was given spirit without measure.
You
reach get filled up.
And you pass
spirit in the word is filled up.
So Yesu, not
Jesus reach his measure of his maturity. That you are equal to him in height. It's not that. That too needs to be known. What's he trying to mean? We reached a time he said, if I speak, I don't know God. I am a liar.
But
I know him. It's impossible. I can't say I don't not know him. It's impossible to deny God. Possible to say it's not there.
There
are times the problem we find. We have been growing. Ingredients of foods they're not balanced well. At times
it's
stillborn son food and the baby is at the same time like you mature what you like that. Imbalanced. And you find you've done things of the stillborn. At times you've done those of babies. Last time I did this, they mature in the Christ.
And
there are things of wisdom in the word. Now see what I've done at this point. You know, even people who are mature and grown ups, they can fail to balance themselves. To leave things of the young is not easy.
You
know how you are in your bedroom and you do things of the young, like peeping to yourself. Some of you go with food in the beds. Don't yet know how you balance it.
Brought
an example in the flesh. You even said to yourself, let me gas myself, feel how it
seems.
You mature person.
I'm
going to put it in the flesh. Some of you matured.
Since
the babies in Christ Jesus. And you've got youthful. Teenager, you matured.
Find
at times you do things of the young. You
refuse
to balance the things.
Not
in the stillborn, I'm out of the miracles.
Food,
I know more young. That's what makes me stand in the Lord.
That
left put aside.
It's rich.
It's not milk of the word to sustain you. It's all that. You just take.
If they preach
food
of
the word
yes,
soulness, I'll hear it. You balance yourself. Maybe that we have to learn it.
Some
of you do things of stillborn. Stillborn babies.
Or
born again.
Christians.
Christians.
You
find you do things of babies. If you think you're matured.
The
initial medicine. Milk in the word to fight sin.
And you
knew it.
Why
allow get things of the young, get them to yourself?
It,
as if you wicked the Holy Spirit,
time
when he planted you sufficient
promise,
as if he skipped some stages on you. Yet you're lying.
It's,
you do things of the young to yourself.
It,
give yourself in the hands of evil.
To
make you use initial things.
You
see, abuse one person now. Why to abuse? They are going to pay you how much salary for that?
If
you give scripture to yourself, you are nearing Satan to yourself. As you twist the meaning, change it. That
it
right here spoils seven times. Even that of the flesh. Seven, is it not behind the flesh? Let me fall once.
Now,
you not to take yourself back things of the babies to yourself. Before you had reached, yeah, we do not have young people anymore here. We don't expect that. And you've been long here. Except you're new.
We'll
come you the way you've come. Whether you're still born, still born in the world. Your time was not due for you come. Yet by miracles we can incubate you. As we pray for miracles, we begin the word on you to see the milk of the word. That see whether there can be a baby. And we begin steps for you.
The
person, you reach to get a book.
And you
write well all the things. Yet you do not do them. One
would
put it straight right and say, me, I'm tired.
Still
me
born.
Go back in the city. I will no more write. God saw as if you're growing up.
You
disappointed him the things you do now.
Yeah.
The situation of the young babies. First Corinthians 3,
the verse 4.
Yes.
For you are yet carnal.
Muliba mubiri carnal.
For while there is among you envy.
Rwachimu mwalibo enogo.
Strive.
Okuruwana gana. Okuwa uluwamu. Njawukana.
Kwa gana gana tebintu bebebe ilamu.
You see the things that are there.
Just kari no kwa ukana kuka.
Even divisions among.
Nga mwe salamu.
You divide yourselves.
Yabana watu. Kwa gana wuto. Obero ulimuto.
You are a baby.
Tonado
born again.
Kuringiza kwa kufumuka.
Not even looked into becoming a teenager.
Nembera uwezi wakeyo nga mwe ya ura ya ura.
For whom you divide yourselves. Even if they married, one sleeps beside another, the other, and they do things of the young babies. Jesus, when he looks at you,
you are
a woman matured in the Christ,
yet
what you've done that day.
Give
them milk of the word, they have resumed the young sins.
They
began to welcome them to grow again in them.
There's
a point you have to reach and understand.
At least
God has come do a work in you.
Anger,
envy, most you had left them. Got milk of the word.
We
have reached this person, we have begun. And then you say it. Me, I'm a munyankore. And they would know me. Yourself, you take yourself back. After you say, what is wrong with me? Every time it's beginning back.
Maybe how the Spirit carry me. And he attempts to get tired of you, cuts you off him. These have been criteria as it's passed you through.
To finish,
and now what he finished, you go back for them yourself. Do not resist at all. As long as this person has messed me up. I was a hatred. Yet you began to go back to hatred. Now, the smaller sins you had killed, and you prayed for resolution of them, and you beat them to rise up again. Me, I was a quarrelsome person.
Say,
you raise us and you see.
You've
not taken out our grandfathers from yourself. The giant sins, now you are rising as also. We gradually
begin
go back in the ways of babies. When you reach in your home, when you take yourself totally back, and you are like, what?
And
you struggle and go back to everything we refused you. Me too, they refuse me. You say that to yourself. I'm a grown up. The body is the one speaking at that time. Now we have you, we align you in the spirit. You're going to live from here.
Forget
you left level of
and
babies will begin to grow.
Abakolinso ekisooka isula ya kusatu n'olunyiri lwa kusatu.
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3.
Kubanga mukyali ba mubiri, kubanga mumwe nga bwe mukyalimu obujja n'okuyomba, temuli ba mubiri era temutambula ng'abantu obuntu. Olunyiri lw'okuna.
Verses 4.
Kubanga omuntu bw'ayogera nti nze ndi wa Pawulo n'omulala nze ndi wa Apollo nga temukyali bantu buntu.
Kakati ebintu ng'ebyo.
Now things like those.
Kweyawulayawulamu.
Divisions among yourselves.
Nze ndi wa Musumba Guni.
Me, I'm of Pastor Saul.
Nze ndi wa Victory.
Me, I'm of Victory.
Nze ndi wa Miracle.
Me, I'm of Miracle.
Kakati ebyo byonna obira bibadde mu balokole.
Those who've been born again.
Omanyi okuba ne ba baby.
You know being with our babies?
And she has
been born again for 24 years. And you think they matured. You look to what they do. You will see them by their fruits.
You
find a pastor, apostle, prophet. Has 30 years in salvation. We see what does is a baby. Stillborn child, baby is in Kawala. Premature. Stillborn. And he appears that child. He wasn't birthed by the mother. Maybe he was birthed by sin himself.
It
didn't just come from the world. But it came from sin. There are someone where they came from there. Spoken of in the Acts.
And
they are sons and daughters of Satan. And they are not of the world. Yet in all brethren,
they
see born again in this world.
It not understood
your home is heaven and all your father is the same.
Still
claim you have a spiritual father on the world. Your speech is of the babies.
And
see, not mature, you've not known your rightful father. Just as a child,
you
can introduce to them a number of fathers.
Baby.
And there are mothers who don't know rightful fathers. You this, the, this is to your father. Even this and the other. And they do not the rightful father. Born again the babies. Went to my pastor. He too has his spiritual grandfather, perhaps. What are you speaking then? You don't even know your father in heaven.
My spiritual father
is apostle so and so. Because they told them that is your spiritual father. Understanding, they have never understood, is the one in heaven. Children who matured. And it is them a father and the other. This mom. Who is the rightful father?
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
So,
now, as we finish,
Ebrania is Suleno. Ebrania is Suleya Yakutan.
Hebrews 5, verse 12 and 13.
He
moves on to speak of the milk in the words. And the way it's the initial given,
in
making us grow as spirits in wisdom and understanding, the counsel of God and power, and the knowledge of God, and the fear of God. And they show
the
stage of baby never takes a long time.
And
be in it the day you have gotten saved, just needs your determination. Even one day you can stop them.
Those sins immediately.
If you've given yourself to God,
even if you say one word
was enough for the wise.
And preach
one day stopping anger and all types of bitterness with yourself.
There are
some sins and things.
When
he can make his intercession, the blood of Jesus
reaches
there. Then he comes to find that intercession. Just remaining with believing, the Spirit connect with us.
But
there are some sins that easily quickly go away. Even one day is enough. And all sins possible be left in one day. All of them depends of committing
yourself,
which part with the one who cleanses the blood. Jesus speak better words in the water, in the word that manifests in the Holy Spirit.
So
the more you give yourself to him, the more he works quickly on you. This is like to ease the work of a doctor. Don't reach the act resisting the work of the doctor on you.
Whatever
tells you is what you do, it quickly treats you. Most of us harden his work. The father spoke in Genesis 6. We are there contending with him. We contend with the Spirit. Tell you this is like this. Tell me to have my ways.
Suppose
I know your ways. That is sin.
If
spirit loves sin, no, it's me. Many times God tells us everything. And let me tell you, if you had put haste in the work God does here, show God me, I change quick.
Not
this, you can dive with sin. That me, you will learn me. No. I'm not to be learned here.
Me,
you will learn God and his words.
Don't
tell me, I change slowly, you know me.
If
you put those aside, you say, me, God, do a work in me as you want. Even some songs you sing them. Lord, you are the porter. You form me as you want. You form me afresh. As it's just begun on you. You see, you leave the snake part. I don't want to change quick. You stop there, Lord.
Let's
read Hebrews, we hear. Hebrews 5 and the verse 12.
Kubanga bwekiba gwanira okubeeranga abayigiriza olw'ebiro ebyayita mwetaagana te omuntu okubayigiriza ebisookerwako eby'olubereberye eby'ebigambo bya Katonda. Era mufuuse abeetaaga amata so si mmere nkalubo. 13. Kubanga buli anywa amata nga tannamanya kigambo kya butuukirivu.
Olaba nno level gy'obeerako.
You see the level you are on.
Kati labakwa mu Luganda.
Now see in Luganda.
Aboluganda.
Brethren.
Tugenda.
We go.
Kuweereza Katonda.
To serve God. And we serve with Him.
Ne mutufu ng'okyali mu ebyo.
Indeed you still have those.
Kisoboka.
Is it possible?
Kubanga gandi kati gwate.
For he said now
babadde bakutuma oyigirize.
They are sent you to teach.
Ne tugenze okukizuula ng'ate.
We discovered then.
Ate n'ebibi mu ebyo ebiraga nti kati wavudde mu bantu.
Since we showed that you've come from people.
Wafuuse omwana wa Katonda kale mu baby level.
You become a son of God in the baby level.
Ate okyali mu by'abantu obuntu
obw'olyawo. Still on things of mere men.
Oba okugamba nti olinga abantu b'eri mu nsi.
Say like you're people of the world.
Temuyina njawulo mwe
bamu. Have no difference, you're the same.
What is your mundu w'omunsi?
At least the one of the world.
Ye gy'ali akola buli
kyawulira. They do whatever they feel like.
Naye abakyaliyo nga bajja mu kkubo lya
Katonda
bo baatandika ebimu ate okugana naye ate kino
nkolakyaki
naye katebeerezamu gwe mulokole watuuka
bakusuubira
ni kati seeku wava mu
basstillborn babies.
Toli mu nki beta tukyakubikirira na byamagero okubeerawo.
No more cover you miracles to live by them.
Kakati wali otandise ku mataga ekigambo.
I began on milk of the world.
Era ng'otandise okuwona mu ebyo by'engeri ez'enjawulo.
Hill of sins of all form.
N'okukula ng'otandise okukula mu magezi ne mu kutegeera.
Grow in wisdom and understanding.
Kati nga tusuubira nti ogenda kati oyolekedde ebigambo by'obutuukirivu.
Heading on to words of righteousness.
Kati otandise kati okukula okuvubuka.
Began to get youthful.
Oyawula emmere ne poopoo.
Appreciate food and poopoo.
Gambo yawula ekigambo
ekyobulamu the word of life
n'ebitali byabulamu
but not of life.
Tandise omanya nti ono bamuyita lumonde
ono matoke called potato bananas
eno enjiri ya bwakabaka bwa mu
gospel of the kingdom of heavens
gino myomusango ebujuvu
bwena
otandise okwasaganya kale
began to connect them.
Ate laba kituuka mu kaseera ako
it reached the time
nga ebimu ku bibi ebikyali mbulamu obwo
some of the sins in your life
biraga nti okyuka kyokolemu oluka miliyoni
olw'ekibi changing like a chameleon nature of sin
bw'okyaddangayo oko mubiri
ebi going back in sins of the stillborn
n'ebi aba baby
even of babies
kati onyiiza omwoyo w'ekisa
now you insult the spirit of grace
omubalanga atakutukuza mu biro bidi kubanga wafuna entiisa luli
blessed you then for you got a fear then
nakukuza era n'ebibi n'abikugjamu
when it took sins from you
when otandika okubizuukizanga
began to awaken them again
ng'ogamba nti nze gw'olaba nze nali muyombi
the me to you see I was a quarrelsome person
kati ojjukira byajuagala byaki
remember that why you speak it
wamba bibuli yeegamba
for bible says
ebyo bitukwasa n'ensonyi okwogerako kati
even shame us to speak of them now
bikukwaseko ku nsonyi
let you be shame
wali oyomba kye ky'oyagala leero
used to quarrel of what that you
era
want now
era makuba wafunanga
what profit did you get in it
kubanga olina ebiwundu bingi
been able to for quarrowing. Your name you painted it.
Then you go and say you are saved. You are saved, born again.
Salvation, let it be there if you got saved. Perhaps we shall be saved, but you.
Nibo badala warokoka.
Arivi ni got saved. Me too, I'll get saved.
Ngaba iye. Bakumanyi.
They know you.
Karira bate wonda you.
Now say you get back.
Mokola byemu ne bagamba.
Do the same things they say.
Ba bagamba. Ebintu byo kulokoka.
You do things of getting saved. Though you mess up and they fall at your village. This one had a confusion with those they live with. That one from their young age, they have been like that. They know you're there, you got saved, but you have no much use with that and meaning.
So
you are still the still hold other people the way you were.
When
milk of the water, if you got it, you vomited it. Have children who put milk in the mouth, in the cheeks.
Others,
we force them to drink milk.
We
expect you not of that nature. Yet he has said, Hebrews 5, verse 12,
for the time you ought to be teachers.
Kubanga mukasere we wandiba de abasomesa.
You have need that one teach you again.
Era mucha yagala wabe wabasomesa nate.
Gamba okusinzira ku bimbi tweisa bi tufanagana.
The way we appear.
Tebisobola gena tusomese ne katonda.
Can't go even teach with God.
Chichiriki yatugamba.
What he told us.
Wademade mujja tuwereze.
You came to
pereze ratu wereze fena.
And we serve together.
Nemuri ndeko.
Yet you wait.
Soke mugwemo moyo
mubi. Must be finished out the evil spirit. Nemiri
nyamwe yitukuzibwa dala completely.
Both be completely cleansed.
Kubanga tukenda ugendo somese
God teach on God's behalf. What you taught is the same you do. What you taught not to do is what you do. What a disappointment.
It's,
wait, me shaming me that you're a teacher of the world, that the pastor, those, you wait. I see you say to be a pastor, you can't even shepherd yourself even a single minute. Then you get
angry.
You'll mom a pastor. Can't even preach the gospel to themselves. They said to themselves,
the
blood I have is of the Bakakwa. Northern. They no more remember that of Jesus.
You
find that they say the voice. And they begin to
flow
that flow.
Muganda,
you find them, they have changed the voice. They don't understand us.
Maganda,
we are not easy people. They know. We have schemes, we are treacherous. Emosoga says, we the big-headedness alone in us. Maybe they don't understand us.
A
Chinese
said,
we eat lizards and geckos, these people joke with us. Now yourself
you
still be taught and to be ordered again.
He's
the one is a servant.
Now
you there and say, this is raining today, I will not go there. Now you,
it's
not come to say you're a servant of God. Those you're going to serve, will they come? You have to stop things of young people.
And
show God may have
steward. One
of the things God appreciates me is one.
And I
speak many times the
young of it.
He told me only mwangu. Why was he speaking of?
I put
haste. I wanted to change quick.
One
day I was watching films much. God loves me that time. I have time to watch it. I am not going to watch it. I'm going to wait, go to his time. But when I go to the field, I'm not get out of there. One day I was with Brother Ellie. And the film is so interesting to the people. Told me this time I'm not to be here. I got out. even if it's sleep, head, I get it out. I'm going to hear a clip, read the Bible. But you sleep, you support it, go deeper. Now you know the body. Sleep. You are off. When you hear your last things in the flesh, say, Lord, you understand it. You get it? Yes. Go search. Go search. Luggages of sin, you begin to Google search.
One who
opened battery and throw it. And I need to put it back to Google search. You feel you can't survive without it.
Another,
they took off internet settings. Let me restore the settings. Enticed me to nudes. Let me restore. I will control myself this time with the settings. Some of the people, them out. Give up on them. You put in quickness and haste. You know Prophet Moses wanted to analyze God. God then told him, Moses, try to move, go see.
Try, resist.
Wakanya sit, muzize.
Try to resist.
Yet you involve yourself. We are workers with him.
Do your parts.
Like the part we are in now. God has worked miracles. Preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. And the righteousness, the kingdom of heaven. The hearers have the work to believe and do. Pastors are taking over the work of God. They want to work miracles by themselves. Don't seek the kingdom. Righteousness, believe that. Me, I will add on you.
It said,
preach the kingdom of heavens. Miracles will follow. God's work was to work miracles. We preach the gospel. You believe
and
do it. Things move on well. Each do their part. Concerning issues of sin.
The
Spirit is ready to begin on you.
You have
ready, open up the heart. Join your spirit to begin. Come the blood. Jesus speak better words with the seeds. Now believe
him.
Come
milk
of the word makes you drink.
In nature of abusing anger,
you say, I leave them. What abusing is of the mouth. A mouth is mine. I'm not abuse. Getting angered comes from the head. It's mine.
Get angered,
no matter what you do, cause an anger. Stop getting angered, you say. I've spent 40 years in getting angered. 40 solid years. One day it gets out of me. Out there we tell you it's possible one day. You say, Apostle, you don't understand it.
I've spent
a big head 30 years.
But
I speak of his truth. Believe it will sit in your life.
Remember
my coming to come in salvation. I had no preacher as a human being.
God
has to tell you and preach to you. You have to change. He is of time and season. He never waits for you. I learned to quickly do things.
Reach
a time your brother angered you, say, God knows it, I'm a human being. But which kind of human being? It knows I get angered. I cannot humble at this moment. People grow up on us. When I go saved, I go foolish. That began work. Can't you say that they grow on you?
Leave
the other step on you, see whether he has where he has reached you.
Let
someone slap you in the taxi. Slap! And you say, now you do not know us. Now you are going to face it.
In
the scripture, I can't tell you.
He
said, slap you aside. That foolishness you put aside.
I change
other side, they slap me. The Spirit has brought intercessions and warned you to help you.
You
tell him, who do they slap this other side?
Yet,
testing, see where anger had reached in you. Someone comes, begin to despise you and tear you up.
There's
no reason. If things happen and no reason, someone is testing you from behind.
Once
you see my child have
failed somewhere,
except once begin to stare you, there's a reason. There you feel
fighting.
Out of the blue they have come, then they slap you. One day, I was in the city at Sanyu Baby's home. I was coming from Lunguja side.
Everybody
slapped me. Remember, I was a fighter. I trained everything. I said, maybe I break those bones. No. Don't get angry. You know why he has slapped you? Think he's slapped you for what? What have you done? Nothing.
I
want to see anger. Is it telling you?
Anger
and his thoughts? You know, in the world you first beat me. The first beating. And I look at you. Beat me the second. I fall in your neck. And I turn it at the back. This time this I went and spoke it to my wife. The man has slapped me.
Yet I
didn't questions came many.
And
the
Spirit
asked this, the other people, what have you done? How caused it? What did he do to him? Nothing. Okay, now. What are you going to get angered of him over? You fight, slap. If they find you, he explained them to what? I want to see whether anger can overtake you again. Yes. I was on my ways.
He
crossed from his side to my side.
I've
not told you go put your jaws and slap them.
But
in case you're being tested. Praise the name of the Lord. And by name and voice, Evangelist Fred Benjamin. We thank the Lord for teaching us.
Tebaza nnyo Mukama
olwa
topiki y'olwaleero kubanga tusomye ebiri theory ate ne
practical
omulundi gwe gumu
naye
kye nsaba okubuuzaako kabona omuntu afaanana bw'atyo
eri
Katonda omusanga akusala atya
kubanga
akkubye nga tolina ky'omukoze n'ekintu ekirala abantu bwe batyo mu misoni babaayo nga bo baategekebwa ku misoni eyo babawa mukisa oba babasasula ng'ebikolwa
byabwe
kubanga mbase kabaka
nabbi
yagamba oli nfumita
n'agaana
n'amukolimira
n'asinga n'omulala nfumitanga
asijja linda
ebiwekyo
ugwo mulimu gw'oli katonda agumuteerawo
ekigezo era
bwakusabula oluyi
n'akola
ebyobutuukirivu mu nsi bamubala
butuukirivu
singa oluyi olwo luba lwategekanga lwa
kigezo si buli mpi saagala
ogendeyo ofuuke
omusirusirwate
nga buli abakuyiikiriza obakyusiza
olubaolala
omuntu atuuke
n'okugyewo
akusaba omukazi waakusabulemu
empibiri otuule wali eri agambe
kuba mu ngalo be baatugamba nedda kugezesebwa
obuukire
omukube kubanga olunyiriri lwali kugamba
ekiba
kisoboka mbeere emirembe
n'abantunaye
ono yaleesa ebitasoboka kati muzima
Benjamin
balume
mama
w'abaana agambe ebyo bigezo tuulaawo mukama ayagala kulaba oba
onyiigira
ng'omuntu ali eri
kuwo
weegonzaawo mpola
n'omugamba
oba n'omukwata bwe
vva
ne bw'abadde badde na
mmundu
temugenda ate ne mubeera
eyookuba
tebabagamubeeramu ebigezo
ne
babakolako ebikolobero nga mutunula
muti
nkula kati ate wabadde wagenda obikola
bwat
bamulyasa amanya sente n'asigenda
zibamukama
angezesa omululu gwa sente
is fighting the greed of man in me.
Umukoza agwanirwe perayo.
The worker is worthy of that which the scriptures are there.
Sato site wesiri waza mukama akwisobori mu mulugwa
sishi. That God tests whether they have greed of money.
Siwakolerere deto zilina mu mululu
zizo. For you have no greed on it, it's your money.
Wanyi. Ndiye mwagala tujja musawa nya.
They want to leave this place.
Mukama yebaze babana bakatonda.
Praise the Lord, children of God. Me too, my question is on the slap they slapped you. Because we get two types of people. We see the one who slapped you is not mad. Yet it was the test of the Lord. But me, the one who slapped me was mad. I was still at Mitiana,
in
the shop of the clothing I worked in. In that area, there was a mad woman. She
probably
came on the veranda slip there. Coming from the bank, from banking the money. I opened the door like this. I told the mad woman, You move ahead from here. For what, when you spoke, she would hear. She moved a distance.
When she pushed the door, it
would knock on her. I told the mad woman, leave this place.
She
slapped me.
She
told me, you mad women of this area.
It's me she called mad.
Naye ngate nzijukira waliwo obujulizi bwe twawulirako.
I remember there's a testimony we heard.
Bwa musumba Serwadda.
So Pastor Serwadda.
Mbu yali anomulalu.
That he ate with a madman.
Ngakyali mbu kigezo.
That it was a test for him.
Kakati nange yakubwa omulalu.
The one was beaten by a madman.
Ngatitategeera.
And she doesn't understand.
Daro yonyina mukolera ki?
What can I do for that one?
Banadduka ngampulira ayinza okunyongera.
My brain felt she can add me more slaps.
Ati wetufuna abalalu bwe batyo
tulina
okubagumiikiriza oba
tumukubiaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa Nowhere did it say 1 Corinthians 14, 33.
See what? It's
not of confusions.
If
it's a things of confusions, don't expect God is to want to breathe things of confusion, that you to be involved in them. You see, the mad one is filled of confusion in their heads. Don't expect God to appear through unrighteousness.
That they told you that
the other ate with the madman, he got power of God. The power of God does not come through that. Don't go eat the madmen and women, get the power of God. Give the prophets who ate with the mad to get the power of God. Or the apostles. For there are examples to us.
And we build
foundations of prophets and apostles. That is the word. And it's the Christ.
He showed
us where power of the Spirit comes from, and say, repent, given the gift of the Holy Spirit. So when he will come, he will give you power. No, pass them through the mad people. Those are things of the shrines of the mad people.
Find
the wizard is out there with jiggers with himself.
And
doing things not worthy, that is the one with power. Now things like those,
it's
not put on yourself that you eat with mad people.
Brothers,
you kiss the toys of your mad people, pastors. Those things, no.
Not seen
prophet, neither apostle in the Bible, who kissed the feet and the toes of another, and they empowered him. In Uganda, there are those who got the underwear of a dead person. He died. That there is power of him there. God, things of attachments,
placed
them out for their shadows in the Old Testament. Like getting the cloak, Elisha got from Elijah. All those ended. When the Spirit comes, it directly gives you power. No more conditions attached. Things of the shadow. No more than the first anointing with anointing oil. As they anointed you first and the Spirit came. For that is the shadow law.
Fulfilled,
Jesus, the Spirit came upon him with the sign of the
dove.
Directly got filled with the Spirit. Apostles put them tongues of fire.
He didn't
anoint them with oil. Ways of the shadows we spoke of in the laws. Some of those have been taught, you differentiate them. Yet as we end, concerning the milk in the word, the Holy Spirit passed through the word of God,
destroy
some of the initial easy sins. If you drink milk of the word,
and
poison to the sins like those.
Yet said,
as we ended in Hebrews 5, verse 12.
For the time you ought to be teachers.
Kubanga mukasere mbade musubira okubera abasomesa.
You have need that one teach you again.
Mucheta agawabe wabasomesa nate.
Which be the first principles of
the oracles of God.
Era ensomesa ezetandikibwako ezekigambo kya Katonda.
And I become such as you have need of milk.
Era mufuse nga babetaaga amata.
Not so different.
Era simmere engumu.
Kakati baga nti obadde otuuse okulagibwa nti ate oli onaagenda kuyigiriza balala.
They say you've reached to be shown that you're going to teach others.
Okusinziira ku by'okola.
And according to what you do.
Nga weetaaga tusooka okuyigiriza ebitandikirwako.
You first be told the principle of the elementalies.
Ebyenjiri ya Katonda.
Those of the gospel of God.
Ebiri mu sura y'omukaaga.
Those in the chapter 6.
Olunya olusooka pa ku lw'okusa.
Verse 1 to 3.
Byalagibwa eyo.
They were shown there.
So
you still need those initials.
You want
milk of the word of the initials of the gospel of Christ.
To lay
the foundations of repentance. Those are some of who done finished all long back and we finished
with this.
Go become good pastors. Teachers of the word of God. Apostles. Prophets, pastors. Evangelists and many others. Spirits given by the Holy Spirit.
Say,
you to go teach others, you've left these of the young people. People. Speaks in the verse 13.
Everyone that uses milk
is
unskillful in the word of
righteousness.
For he is a baby.
Because
if you still
milk of the word instructing you
that you leave this, you stop this,
now this if you do it,
not
reached words which take to righteousness. Water in the word which cleanses. That you get the word in the form of water.
Say
he cleansed us with water through the word. Began to preach what which bring you into perfection.
So
when you hear hell, you are ready to hear
it.
Whatever concerns it that you avoid it.
When we teach lake
of fire, you bear it, you began to mature. When they preach you the problem there, what can cause you fall there? Begin to grow words of righteousness. Without holiness, no one will see God. But now the way you look, how you escape hell and lake of fire, and the way you can save others, and you too, the kingdom of heavens, them to reach. Then you begin to get useful in the Christ Jesus.
And
they say, began to be skillful. You began to get skilled.
You
heading on to words of righteousness.
Verse 14. But solid food belongs to them that are full of age.
Naye mmere engumu yabo abajuzidwa mu myaka. Era abakuze.
Even those who are by reason.
Era abo abakozesa amagezi gaabwe.
By reason of use have their sense exercised to discern both good and evil.
Nga bakozesa amagezi gaabwe batandika okwawulawo ekirungi n'ekibi.
Now
we reach the other level of getting youthful.
To
understand words of righteousness.
You
can get water in the word anytime you come.
It's
a point you have to be cleansed in you.
At
least this word of a work it does in you. Those
to
mature, those with mature
words,
they can't even in the mind, though they don't make them dream, neither instruct them. That one has light
on
the word
in the
devil. It is shown in every sin. Can lighten and say that one, no. Now these who got old and they get the word as a consuming fire, the sins which had been
made,
they give them up.
They
say I've spent many years.
If
this sin haunts me,
this
time I give it up, fire up the white band, and you leave home, it's what brought you.
Because
I hear I want it as fire.
Me too,
when I preach to others, I
release
it as fire in its season.
Time
you say I want every word of the hammer
to sit
on a sin in my heart. And you open up,
they
can turn many.
So you
can see those levels, the way the Holy Spirit moves in them.
In the
milk, in the word of God, to wash sin, in the water, in the word, in the light, in the word, the fire of the word of God,
in
the hammer of the word of God, wash out sin, finish out. And we are cleansed to be sent to nations to minister.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. God bless you.